please stand and turn to face the cross of Christ. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, King of the universe. You call all people to walk in your light and to seek your way of justice and peace. For the night is past and the dawn of your coming is near. Rouse us from sleep. Bless us with light, that we may be ready to greet our Lord when he comes and welcome him into our hearts and homes. Amen. Let us wait patiently for the Lord. God's restoration will surely come. Let us take courage in the face of darkness.
God's light will surely shine.
Let us follow wherever God leads us.
God's guidance is surely true.
Let us receive the Lord anew. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come. Take away the hindrance of our sins and make us ready for the celebration of your birth, that our hearts may be filled with joy and our hands eager to serve you always. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You may be seated.
First lesson is from the third chapter of Genesis. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed a cherubim and a sword flaming and turning to guard the way to the tree of life.
Second lesson is from the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Be to God on high. Let blessed is his holy
The fourth lesson is from the second chapter of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and lineage of David. The fifth lesson continues from the book of Luke. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom he favors."
Angels on high sing Gloria, Gloria in excelsis. Spreading good news across the land, Gloria in excelsis. Angels on high sing Gloria, Gloria in excelsis. Spreading good news across the land, Gloria in excelsis. Hear the songs they pour, the valleys and hills and mountains. Hear the music echo, spreading good news to all nations. Angels on high sing glory, Gloria in excelsis. Spreading good news across the land, Gloria in excelsis. Gloria, 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 Gloria. Across the land, Gloria in excelsis. Gloria,
The seventh lesson is from Luke 2, verse 15 through 16. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see the thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
that midnight hour. The Virgin Mother kneels upon the floor and holds her baby in her arm to keep her newborn baby snug and warm, a babe more sweet and fair and dear than any rosebud in the bright sunshine, whose little eyes look straight into her own. Oh, blessed maid, God's son is also thine. 'Twas holy midnight when he came to earth, as pours a sun ray through a limpid glass, a drop of dew upon the fresh green grass, a little star that fell upon her lap, a cooing babe that seeks her virgin breast. The hopes of all the sin-cursed world upon this baby's eyelids rest. And ever since, the midnight hour is holy, and millions of human hearts are stirred to wonderment and love for him who came to save the world, God's own incarnate word. He came in darkness, he who was the light. His Godhead shone from clear blue baby eyes. The curse of earth's first sin was lifted then. That midnight hour reopened paradise.
Thank you. guided by the light of Christ, let us pray for joy, healing, and comfort for all God's people. Lord God, we have been guided by your light to this place of worship. Thank you for your presence, your grace, and your abiding peace. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the ministries of this congregation and Christian communities around the world. Make us bold in our witness and give us joy in advancing your kingdom. We pray especially for musicians and artists, pastors and teachers, that they might serve your purpose with joy and thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy. Prince of Peace, send us your spirit of unity, so that mercy and justice may spring up among the nations. We pray especially for conflict in Palestine and Israel. Give us the will to repair broken systems and to advocate for the common good. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, comfort your children who are mourning. Bind up the brokenhearted and heal our wounds. We pray for those who are homeless or imprisoned, refugees, those who struggle with addiction or mental illness, and all in need, especially those we name before you on our lips or in the silence of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of justice, in these cold days and nights, strengthen and increase the ministry of food pantries and homeless shelters, of meal service deliveries and employment training programs. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, as you entered this world in the poverty of a cave, we pray that you would instill in us the courage to dismantle the barriers that separate rich from poor. We pray especially for reconciliation and peace among our brothers and sisters in Palestine and Israel, that together we may build the just world you intend. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal God, clothe us in your garments of salvation, so that together we may rejoice in your presence with the saints who have gone before us. We pray especially for loved ones who have died in faith, those we name before you now. Lord, in your mercy. We raise our prayers to you, O God, in the name of the one who is, who was, and who is to come, Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Oh, friends, the people who have walked in darkness have indeed seen a great light in days gone past and even today. We give thanks for your presence with us this morning. We give thanks for the story that we are able to sing and proclaim once again. We give thanks for the ministry that will be shared in this place and around the world as Christian communities gather to celebrate the birth of Christ. And we give thanks for you. We thank you for your warm hearts and for your giving spirits. We thank you for being a voice that needs to be heard in a darkness. We thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gives to us light and grace and peace. So please stand. As we go from this place, know that you go with the hand of the Father at your right and his Son at your left and the Holy Spirit surrounding us and encouraging us every step of the way. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Go in peace, prepare the way of the Lord.